Welcome to the Risk and Repeat podcast, episode number 40. I'm Rob Wright, editor of Search Security, and I am here, as usual, with my site editor, Peter Loschen. Peter, welcome.
Hi, Rob.
So, Peter, we have a special mini episode, I guess?
Sure.
Well, I don't know how small it will be, considering our tendency to ramble on in Chernobyl, but we're going to RSA next week. RSA Conference 2017. We're recording this on a Friday. This will be running early next week at the kickoff of the conference. This is sort of an outlook of what's coming at RSA, what's on our schedules, what we think are going to be the themes, the trends, some of the more interesting sessions and speakers that we're going to be keeping an eye on and covering and potentially meeting with during the show next week in San Francisco. And I guess I just want to note right off the bat, this year's show, so I think last year they said it was close to 40,000 attendees. This year they're expecting, I believe, more than that. 2 years ago, 2015, I think they said there was between 33 and 35,000, if I remember. So it's been quite a jump these last couple of years. San Francisco is getting very crowded. A number of sessions for the show this year aren't even at the convention center. They're not at the Moscone Convention Center. They're at adjacent hotels like the Marriott, I think St. Regis, maybe a couple others. So it's going to be quite the event, and very crowded and lots of walking, and not really looking forward to all that. But hey, it's what we got to do, right, Peter?
That's right.
So the show, kind of before it gets into the sort of the big swing of things with the keynotes and everything, the sort of the official kickoff, I guess, of the conference, there's an introductory day on Monday, as usual, that features sort of specialized content. And I know there's, for example, there's a pretty much an all-day seminar on ransomware that you're going to be looking at. I'm going into the Cloud Security Alliance summit that they've done now for a couple of years at the unofficial start of RSA conference. And the CSA basically pulls together a bunch of different cloud security companies and security vendors and other speakers. This year they got a pretty interesting lineup. One of the keynote speakers is General Keith Alexander, former director of the NSA. And I believe he was also head of the U.S. Cyber Command for a couple years, or I take that back, several years before his time at the NSA. So that should be interesting. The talk he is giving on Monday at the CSA Summit is it's titled "A Roadmap to Freedom: The Strategy of Effective Cybersecurity." So I don't, obviously, he's spoken at events before. I don't know how specific he's going to get in terms of the risks and I guess benefits of cloud security in that talk, but definitely looking forward to seeing what he has to say there. What have you've got the ransomware, so it's all ransomware all the time.
Well, and, at least all Monday.
Yeah.
But there is going to be a lot of talk about ransomware at the show.
Yes.
And I think it's also interesting, if I am remembering correctly, our senior reporter, Mike Heller, mm-hmm. did an overview piece on what's going to be happening. And one of the commenters, if I remember correctly, said that the focus of the show is determined by the deadline of the show. So if, you know, things that were happening up until that deadline are gonna guide what a lot of the talks are gonna be about.
Yeah, it's true.
But at the same time, I think there were a lot of things that were known. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Yep.
I'm very excited because I'm gonna get to talk to a lot of really famous cyber folks, or cyber famous folks.
Cyber famous, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that term.
Yeah, so a lot of the people that we write about and we interact with regularly when we're reporting,
yeah,
are going to be there in person. So I'm really
there are going to be a lot of really I mean, this is sort of the center of the InfoSec industry.
Yeah.
I mean, RSA Conference is the biggest, and it's turned into sort of the most massive, most concentrated sort of concentration of experts and authorities in the field of InfoSec. So yeah. There's going to be a lot of good people. I mean, just looking at the agenda for Monday, the ransomware seminar that you're going to be looking at. I wish I could be there for this, but there's a talk by Jeremiah Grossman, who we both follow. SentinelOne, he's got a lot of interesting things to say about security, and is just a fascinating guy. He's going to be giving a talk on what it's titled, "What the Kidnapping and Ransom Economy Teaches Us About Ransomware." Now that sounds like actual kidnapping and ransom. That's okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So
it will be.
But yeah, let's turn to the keynotes real quick, because we don't want to go through the entire agenda individually, but there are a couple things that we'll want to note later. But so Tuesday the show kicks off with the official keynotes, and we should note that on Monday there's going to be a press conference, correct? And the RSA is holding its own press conference, and they're going to be introducing their new president.
It's not just a press conference. It's a VIP media and analyst conference.
Well, that's good.
So VIP is the extra.
Yeah, you are a VIP. You will be in attendance. You are getting introduced to the new president. Now that Amit Yoren has departed, and we wrote about this leading up to the show this year, but he departed back in December, after about 2 years at the helm, taking over for Art Coviello, and he has taken the CEO position at Tenable Network Security. He's still going to be at the show, but he had a keynote scheduled. He was as usual, was going to be speaking at RSA. So they switched that out. They have a new president by the name of
Rohit Ghai.
Rohit Ghai, and he is an EMC guy. No pun intended. He is an EMC executive who has worked at that company for a while. So he's moved into the president role, and he's doing a press conference talking about RSA's strategy and where they're going, which is it could be interesting. I mean, it is RSA's show, and they have a lot going on. Obviously, with Amit departing, they have some questions about where they're going strategy-wise and what they're going to be focusing on moving forward. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then what do we got going on for Tuesday, Peter? We got some keynotes. Yeah. You have something interesting that's Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, the cryptographers panel?
Yes, the cryptographers panel.
Yeah, well, and just to be honest, so everybody knows, this is going to be my second RSA.
Yes.
So last year was my first.
Yeah.
So if you want historical perspective on the show, it's not coming from this side of the table. But last year, the cryptographers panel was very interesting. We were right in the middle of the Apple iPhone.
Yes, we were.
Versus FBI. That whole thing was
going dark
was very big, and
back
I have a,
doors,
yeah,
yep.
No, I even though there's not a ton of that, there is a fair amount of talks and discussions that are going to be around going dark and encryption and backdoors and things like that. And later in the afternoon on Tuesday, there's a talk, Encryption and Backdoors, the Line Between Privacy and National Security, which I'm planning to go to as well.
Yeah, that'll be... I mean, that brings up a great point. I don't think the whole going dark thing is completely dead. Like, I think that's still going on. We just haven't heard, relative to everything else that's going on with sort of government security, I think that's kind of, it's taken a bit of a backseat, but I have a feeling it's going to be back front and center at some point in the near future, depending on a number of factors. But
oh yeah,
it's
well,
not resolved. It hasn't been resolved.
Not at all. I mean, we still have the same FBI director who's interested in having access to everything.
Yes,
and we now have a new attorney general.
Yes,
who also believes that that we should have that law enforcement should have lawful access to everything.
Yeah.
I don't think we've gotten the details yet, but it seems that he's going to line up with the FBI director.
Yeah, it feels like it.
So that'll be interesting. It'll keep us busy writing about it.
Yeah. And, on that note, here's another keynote Tuesday morning that we're going to keep an eye on. I will be interested to see how this goes over. Michael McCaul, he is a congressman from Texas. He is chairman of the Department of Homeland Security Committee in Congress. He's spoken, he's appeared, he was at RSA last year. He's been at the show before. He's delivering a keynote Tuesday morning that I believe is titled...
I got it. The War in Cyberspace, Why We Are Losing and How to Fight Back.
Thank you, Peter. Yes. Nation state attacks and what we need to do to protect ourselves. Looks to be an interesting talk. Although, I should say, and I wrote about this for Search Security, I don't know if there's going to be any ruckus or any criticism or any, protests of any kind, but Michael McCaul he's appeared at the show in the past. He was, I believe, on a panel last year.
I did cover it. It was listed as a panel, but it was just him talking. He did
not really a panel.
So it wasn't really a panel, but he did take questions at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And people did ask pointed questions about the whole going dark thing, and Representative McCaul did indicate that he was in favor of strong encryption, that had value.
Yeah.
But
it sort of pushed back against back doors.
Yes.
However, which probably earned him a lot of credibility at that show and in that community.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely. There were moments where he said things that did get applause. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So
now, on the other hand, with Trump's recent executive order restricting travel from 7 Middle Eastern predominantly Muslim nations, that's currently getting bashed in the courts and sparking a lot of protests. Michael McCaul originally came out in favor of the executive order and supported it. A couple days later, over a long weekend, qualified his support of that executive order, of that action, but still seemed pretty much in favor of it. And there were reports that he also sort of contributed to the drafting of the executive order, although he's contested that version of events. That version of events, we should know, came from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Michael McCaul said, hold on a second, that's not quite what happened. Regardless, it's unclear if that's going to come up at all, if there are going to be people that are upset that he's speaking in light of all the, the activity around this executive order. A number of technology companies have come out and signed an amicus brief contesting the executive order, and technology executives have criticized it. So who knows? Who knows what his reaction is going to be? I'm fascinated. Maybe there will be people that give him a boo or that walk out because they don't want to hear him talk. But this talk, obviously, very timely about what's going on in cybersecurity. And, there's a couple others here too, Tuesday morning. Brad Smith, general counsel of Microsoft, returning to the stage again to talk about, privacy and some of the legal issues out there that are going on with digital content and digital rights, and looking forward to that talk. And Chris Young from McAfee, formerly of Intel Security, also giving a keynote, especially since what's gone on with McAfee, spinning off from Intel, becoming independent, going in a new direction. That could be that could produce some fascinating results. I really want to see what McAfee is going to do. We were in here not long ago on a podcast criticizing the resurrection of the McAfee name and kind of questioning what this was all about. But getting some clarity and some detail there from Chris, who is widely respected in the InfoSec industry, I think is going to be good. But Peter, session-wise and interview-wise and what you've got scheduled for the rest of the event, what do you think are going to be, for you personally, what's like the storyline or the trends or stuff that you're kind of keeping an eye on that you are interested in?
Well, I think number one, there are several areas where we're going to see a lot of traction, particularly because these are the things that were really peaking, you know, a few months ago when the people were suggesting their talks. So we're going to hear about ransomware. We're going to hear about Internet of Things.
Oh yeah,
I think we're going to hear a lot more about Internet of Things that we might want to. There seems to be a lot on that, which it deserves a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I just hope that people have things that are worth. You know.
Kind of hope it's not like just hand wringing. Although there's two talks that Bruce Schneier is doing that I'm going to be attending, and that sort of confront the question of, you know, do we need to start regulating these insecure devices that are being used for DDoS attacks, and you know, what do you do about it? What do you do about IoT insecurity? Can't wait for those. I think those are, you know, hopefully going to be highlights of the event for me. So, but yeah, IoT.
Oh, yeah.
Big one.
Yep. Attribution.
Cyber attribution. Yep.
Privacy is going to be up in there. I think it's hard to tell because I didn't see a huge number of privacy related talks, but I think they're in there. I think it's definitely in there.
There's a track that has some of that stuff, but it's all kind of mixed up with some other stuff. And yeah.
Well, and for example, anything about GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, which is we're now, I think, is less than a year and a half away.
Yeah.
I've covered that a little bit in the last 6 months or so.
A little bit.
But I did notice that there are a handful of talks or forums and so on,
workshops
on that, and that's related to privacy, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that there's going to be that we're going to see a lot of these topics that are about, you know, say privacy in general, like as a general thing.
Sure.
There's going to be a lot more narrowing down into getting into some of the aspects that we're seeing in the last 2 or 3 months, where people have, you know, events have overtaken the planning, so that we're going to have some of these things, and a lot of, you know, there's a number of talks about tradecraft and hacking and APTs, and I think that's going to be big because we have people in Congress who are calling for congressional reviews and commissions and so on, looking into Russian hacking and hacking in general towards our voting infrastructures and things like that. That stuff is all open, and this event this week could see some of those things that are kind of stalled, see some of those things get picked up by the mainstream, or I shouldn't say mainstream, but the general media that covers news, not just cyber news or technical news.
No, I know what you mean. I agree with you. I feel like there may be a shoe to drop, as it were, on, you know, some government related issue. I think probably going into the show, IoT security seems like a big theme. It doesn't seem as big as like going dark and encryption was last year. Obviously that was a very turbulent time, but yeah, IoT security, and then probably, like you said, like government related stuff, and who knows how that will shake out, but those seem to be like the two kind of more dominant themes. Obviously you have other stuff, like you said, ransomware, machine learning, and AI and things like that.
Oh yeah,
I guess just flip a coin, there'll be a lot to choose from.
And one thing that I'm very interested in hearing about, that I'm talking to some of the people who are involved and talking about the, you know, how well is the common vulnerability, the CVE?
Oh, CVE, yeah.
Yeah. You know, how is that working? And what does the E stand for?
exposures. I almost said exploits.
Okay. So one of the things that I think is going to be interesting to see, it's not going to be huge, but it's going to be in there, the situation, how the CVE system, the common vulnerabilities and
exposures.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How
I didn't know what you were pointing at me for.
Yes,
it's quiz time.
Right, I forgot in the 12 seconds that you told me. But right, I'm going to be looking at talking to some of the people who are involved in that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, how our security infrastructure, how our cyber defense industry can handle these things.
Right.
It's very important. Right. If you can't get it out and distribute the information about attacks, and it's really, you know, for a lot of the ways that we defend against those things depend on that, on those descriptions. So the faster we can get with that, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's going to be an interesting show. There's like I said, there's not maybe one dominant theme going into it, but there's a lot of sort of smaller, a handful of smaller trends and storylines going into it that we'll obviously have to juggle, but it should be interesting. There's my crutch word again. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting is a good
word.
All around word that doesn't have any.
I try not to say fascinating too much because, you know, I'm a big Star Trek fan and I don't want to start to sound like Spock. I don't want that to happen. So
yeah, as long as you don't raise the eyebrow when you
say
it.
No, I can't do that. I can do the Vulcan greeting, but I can't do the eyebrows.
So. All right.
Anyway, Peter, thanks for joining me on this mini podcast, this RSA preview. We will be on the ground in just days. I wish you the best of luck there.
And to you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you to everyone listening to this episode of the Risk and Repeat podcast on Search Security. We will see you next time.